with me, sometimes I find things a little bit difficult. I mean, talking. I find eye contact a bit of a problem. But meeting people and asking questions are sort of difficult.
People say I'm different and weird, but to me, it's just me. Can't handle big groups at all. I need to be secure. I need to have my pattern in life.
Many psychiatrists at CAMHS find it difficult to understand autistic people and how they feel.
I think the main part of the charter is about seeing things behind the mask.
The Young Campaigners Group is one of our most promising efforts to improve the system.
That's definitely a good one. Ben and Tom, do you want to go through yours?
The Young Campaigners Group is writing its own charter. A list of things their ideal child mental health service should do. And they'll be part of a film about their experiences.
It's different to the rest, filmed with and by young autistic people, those to which this subject matters the most.
Before I started to be helped like this, my mind would be like a jumbled up jigsaw if I was given a list of instructions by the teacher.
Members of Parliament are starting to listen and understand.
They've been asking me about my programme, my experiences with CAMHS and mental health services.
When a person with autism is going through a difficult patch, it can be a very lonely and bad place to be. To others, it may look like isolation or aggression or impossibly low self-esteem.
I think a plan should be tailor-made around you, and that's how I think we're going to work on the charter and stuff.
Please can you start by helping the You Need to Know campaign so that the right help will be available whenever these crises occur?
Yeah, I think it's absolutely brilliant that I've been involved in this, and sort of helping people with mental health issues who are suffering from a difficult time.
So I ask you to set aside what you know and to open your mind.